USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have announced they have a tentative deal on an infrastructure bill. The 10-senator group are briefing other members of the chamber on the deal that is a nearly $1 trillion spending bill with $579 billion in new spending. It's unclear how this proposal will be paid for, a point of contention between President Biden and the group of GOP senators he was previously negotiating with. The president is pushing for tax hikes to pay for any infrastructure package, while Republicans have wanted to use unspent money from the COVID relief bill. And a federal judge has ruled that Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will remain in Denver. U.S. District Judge Valerie Caproni dismissing a suit from the Job Creators Network that was attempting to bring the game back to its original home in Atlanta. MLB had moved the game after the passage in Georgia of an election reform bill that was criticized by Democrats as a move to reduce voting rights for minority groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorsha is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Biden is also expected to push other members of the Group of Seven to help boost global vaccine supplies. Announcing the purchase while in the U.K., Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New data from Customs and Border Protection shows that border agents encountered more than 180,000 migrants in May, a slight increase from April, and still on pace for a 20-year high. Representative Pat Fallon says that the federal government has the means to stem the flow of illegal immigrants coming to the border, but the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration doesn't want to use them.
There's no will, but we have the means to do so. President Trump did that when he had the migrant protection protocols, in other words, the wait in Mexico policy. He was deporting bad actors. He was building a wall, and he was saying, if you come here, you're not going to get welfare easily. And now what we're seeing is Biden has reversed it, and they're lying to us. Mayorkas testified in front of the Homeland Security Committee in the House and said that the border is secure 2 months ago. That was a lie.
Texas's attorney general is under investigation by the state's bar association. Lance Pry reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is under investigation for possible professional misconduct by the state bar association. Paxton is one of the most high-profile lawyers to face potential professional repercussions for using their role to try to help former President Trump expose possible voter fraud. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Oklahoma Sooners have won their sixth national softball championship with a 5-1 win in Game 3 of the Women's College World Series Championship Series over Florida State. They are the first number one overall seed to capture the tournament since 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.